This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A bomb has exploded on a popular pedestrian street in Istanbul, killing six people, wounding dozens, and sending people fleeing as flames rose. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished.
Öncelikle bugün saat 16:20 sularında.
In addition to the six dead, Erdogan said another 53 were wounded, according to information he received from the Istanbul governor. U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Japan and South Korea are vowing a unified and coordinated response to North Korea's threatening nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
We are also deepening our cooperation and collaboration on a range of other challenges. Today, we'll discuss how we can strengthen our supply chains and economic resilience, and how we can preserve peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits.
The three leaders met Sunday in Cambodia. Biden says their partnership is more important than ever, with North Korea stepping up its provocations. An Ebola case has been confirmed in eastern Uganda, the country's health minister said on Sunday, the first time the outbreak has spread to a new region of the country from central Uganda, where cases have been confirmed so far. Authorities have been struggling to contain it since the epidemic was declared on September 20th. Uganda has so far recorded a total of 135 confirmed cases and 53 deaths, according to the health ministry. The virus circulating in Uganda is the Sudan strain of Ebola, for which there's no proven vaccine, unlike the more common Zaire strain, which spread in Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for progress to be made at the COP27 climate summit.
In questa prospettiva desidero ricordare.
The 85-year-old pontiff told faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, quote, I hope that steps forward will be taken with courage and determination in the wake of the Paris Agreement. World leaders and diplomats framed the fight against global warming as a battle for human survival during opening speeches at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt last week. Residents of Kherson are celebrating for a third straight day at the end of the Russia's eight-month occupation of the southern Ukrainian city. Yet even as they rejoice, authorities are taking stock of the huge extent of damage left behind by the Kremlin's retreating forces. A jubilant crowd gathered in Kherson's main square Sunday, despite the distant thumps of artillery fire that could be heard as Ukrainian forces pressed on to push out Moscow's invasion force. Kherson, however, still lacks electricity and running water and has shortages of food and medicine. Israel's veteran ex-premier Benjamin Netanyahu secured a mandate Sunday to form a new government, paving the way for his comeback at the helm of what is expected to be the most right-wing administration in the country's history. After a period of unprecedented political gridlock that forced five elections in less than 4 years, November 1st polls gave Netanyahu and his far-right allies a clear majority in the 120-seat parliament. The 73-year-old Netanyahu vowed to serve all Israelis, quote, those who voted for us and those who did not, it is my responsibility. Democrats held on to control of the U.S. Senate, handing a major victory to President Joe Biden and extinguishing hopes of a so-called red wave that Republicans had expected leading into the midterm elections. Biden, who struggled with low approval ratings ahead of Tuesday's elections, partly due to public frustration over inflation, said the late Saturday outcome made him look forward to the remainder of his term in office. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer described it as a, quote, victory and vindication for Democrats in their agenda. He accused the Republican Party of stoking fear and division during the campaign. Republicans, however, remained close to seizing control of the U.S. House of Representatives as officials continue counting ballots. Find more on our website. You can also find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.